This is the real BS show.
Nothing fake.
On a hot, hot Thursday afternoon.
It's pretty warm out. It's about 90 degrees.
Pretty close, yeah. Oh, that's bone-crunching hot.
Ooh. And humid. It's like 80% humidity. Yeah,
that's the other bad part. Ooh, right. Man, oh man. Just takes the wind out of you, that's for sure.
Makes you want to take a nap.
Yeah, it makes me want to yawn under the oak tree. Ooh.
Yeah.
Want some sleepy time music?
Yeah, we got some sleepy time music to relax to.
Yeah, I'll make it easy for everybody.
Yeah.
What do you call this, classical music?
Yeah, something like that. Kind of instrumental. Classics, maybe some singing in there.
Well, let's just listen for a while and see what pops up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds good.
It's too hot to do too crazy. Okay, see you later. BS show, in case you didn't know. Wake up, everybody.
Yeah,
wake up. Well, it's not time to wake up.
Not yet, yeah.
You can go back to sleep here in a minute.
You can't even pick potatoes today, Bill. It's just too hot.
Can't do anything out there. Holy smokes. That sun is a killer.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being that bone crunching.
Even the rabbits are hiding right now.
I don't blame them. I'd be in the forest, that's for sure. In my Maple Grove office. Boy, oh boy. I don't know. I guess you just got to sit in the air conditioning.
That's true.
You know, hope the electric don't go off.
No, that'd be horrible for some people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. What do you do when it gets this hot?
I just keep the windows and doors shut and have the AC blasting at night, and then kind of cools the house down, you know?
Yeah, make it good for sleeping, huh?
Oh, sure. A few times I fell asleep during the, you know, during the day because I just was so exhausted. You step outside and the heat hits you right in the face, and, you know, it's it kind of makes you want to go for a swim, like a swimming pool or something.
The other day, the rain came. Lightning, super-duper lightning came.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, really hard rain. It's about an hour, and then it kind of disappeared, but it cooled everything down.
Right.
So that was good, but that lightning was scary.
Oh, yeah. It was. I was driving in it, and I seen, you know, how the lightning strikes were hitting off in the storms, and you could just see the rain coming down. It was just really intense rain.
Yeah. It's amazing what nature can do, huh?
Right.
Jeez. So don't fool around with Mother Nature.
No, definitely not. I had a cousin die from getting lightning strike. He was on a horse.
Really?
Yeah.
Did the horse make it?
No.
No.
Yeah. Another guy was with him riding a horse, and he got hurt too, but he survived. But lightning, that's a serious thing. You should stay out of it.
Geez.
Then it's like, you know, I was in the Army, and they'd have a squad out in the middle of a field, just sit, you know, that's what they do. They'd get you out of the woods so you're not around trees, so the lightning would strike the trees. And so they put you in the middle of a field with a rifle, and you have to squat down as the lightning storm is going over top of you. Huh. And I'll admit, that's going through my head that my cousin died from a lightning strike as I'm sitting in this middle of this field in Georgia.
Yeah, it's nothing to fool with. No. Of course, I mean, what choice do you have? You know, I'm sitting on the porch. I'm thinking, man, if one of these lightning bolts hits this house, we're all toast here.
Right.
I mean, just going to be toothpicks left over.
And it's also tornado season, too, so that's another factor to include.
Well, by the time I get my wood yard all stuffed full, a tornado come through and blow it all over the county.
Just be spitting wood blocks.
Boy, that would be something. Yeah. Firewood flying all over the place, hitting people's houses. And
making deliveries for you.
They'd probably all sue me.
Yeah, probably would. But then they'd get free firewood out of the deal.
You know? I'd say, hey, bring back the firewood. What a mess that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes. But hopefully that won't happen.
Yeah, right. I don't think you get tornadoes too much down there, do you?
Not that I know of, no.
It's more up this way.
There's been a few south of Titusville that went across there. But not a lot.
Right.
Kind of like Albion got whacked.
Yeah, that was more west. Yeah, that
Union City gets whacked a little bit up there by Tom shows up on that old Wattsburg Road hill up on top.
Yeah, it's nasty up there.
But, I don't know. Hopefully it won't come my way, that's for sure.
Right.
But anyways, before I doze off here, let's turn up the music and serenade everybody.
Sounds good.
Oh, it's a real BS show. Wake me up. This is hot, hot afternoon.
Are you missing winter yet?
Oh, I don't miss winter, that's for sure. But
spring or fall?
Yeah, spring or fall, that's okay. This hot, hot weather is terrible. You just can't do anything outside. It's
right.
I tried Monday, and I thought I was going to kill myself. Jeez.
Right.
It was something else. But, so, I don't have an air conditioner in my house, so I'm stuck.
Right.
Whatever it is, the fan doesn't do anything.
It right.
just blows hot air around.
Yeah, just moving the humidity around.
Yeah.
Because an AC removes humidity and temperature.
Yeah, it takes the humid stuff out.
Right. Yeah.
But it is what it is, so I go to bed, I don't have a blanket, I just lay there and hope for the best.
Are you able to take, like, cold showers at all, at least?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it only lasts for a little while, and then you're hot again.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'll come up with something. I don't know what.
Well, build a bodysuit that keeps you regulated temperature.
Yeah. Water cooled.
The water cooled like the astronauts.
Yeah. So.
You could be outside in the heat, splitting wood doing that. Yeah.
Well, I tried it, but like I said, Monday, and I almost killed myself.
I can imagine.
I got it all done by about 6:30 or so, and I looked at the thermometer. It was 95.
Yeah.
Outside in the shade.
Yeah.
Holy cow! No wonder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unreal. Ooh. So I ain't no spring chicken no more. So.
No, you got to be careful with that because heat stroke kills people. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's even young people.
That happened to me last year, and I didn't know what was happening. I went and laid down on the couch. I couldn't get up for 4 or 5 hours.
Oh wow!
I was flat. Ooh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, especially at my tender age.
When I was younger, I was like 20 or 19. I got heat stroke once, and it messed me up. I'll admit that. It can mess with your blood pressure and everything because my blood pressure just dropped, and I was otherwise healthy. I was running a 10-minute 2-mile, you know, very healthy, but it hit me hard.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, well, let's listen to some more music.
Our little children must go to bed now. Thank you.
This is the real BS show. Let's just chat for a little bit more, and then we'll end it with some more music.
Yeah, just kind of soften it up a little bit.
Shady tree music.
Yeah, shady. Just find a nice shade tree and just relax.
Yeah, get in a hammock and just close your eyes and let the cool breeze, no, the warm breeze, summer breeze blow on you.
Maybe get a nice cold Coca-Cola or lemonade, just relax and hydrate yourself and,
I'm too old for this weather.
But what's amazing is when you get out in nature, you just see all the wildlife and how it interacts, the birds. And
they don't seem to mind anything.
No, they
don't. Whether it's cold or warm or hot, they don't care.
No, they're just like, we're here.
Yeah.
Just going out and getting food.
Yeah, right. I'm getting invaded by rabbits now.
Oh, really?
There are lots of rabbits running around. They're not even afraid of me anymore.
Really?
Birds, lots of birds. At nighttime is frog city.
Right.
All kinds of frogs barking at each other, and just those tree frogs will just scream. I mean, they're loud.
Huh.
Now there's probably 100 of them out there.
Oh,
they're
geez.
All around my house. No place else, just my house. So don't ask me why. I don't know.
Must have the good water.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I got four baby bunnies running around my backyard, and they're so cute.
Well, hang
around.
On, you're going to have a bunch more here pretty soon.
I know. But it's just like crazy how many there are. It's like, and they don't care that you're in the yard with them. They're just hopping around. And I was able to even pet one with a flower. I know that sounds goofy, but I thought it would run away from me. It didn't.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was worried about
it. There's baby deer's running around.
Oh, yeah, the fawns. Yeah.
Little teeny weeny guys.
Yeah.
Cute little buggers. But they don't know what a car is.
No.
So they'll stand in the middle of the road and just look at you,
Yeah.
And say, uh-oh. It's a dirt road and everything, so you're not going too fast.
Right.
You just beep your horn, and they eventually get the picture and jump out of the way. They're treading on a thin line there.
Right. Yeah, usually the mothers will leave the fawns laying around while they go graze. So the fawns will find a nice sweet spot to lay down and just stay there the whole time,
Yeah. Those frogs, I gotta record that. And put it on. You wouldn't believe it.
Hook your phone
up. Let's end the day with some music and, thank everybody for showing up, and we'll see you next week. And
stay cool.
Whatever you do, stay cool. Because you get out there, that's dangerous. It's really dangerous. Okay, here we go.
Mi mayor fortuna, Dios sabe el amor del Amor, tú mi mayor fortuna.